This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And for a very long time, MEI and Mouse Travel has been the sponsor of WDW Today for providing travel services, and for good reason. Because if you're looking to plan a Walt Disney World vacation, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, pretty much anywhere Disney goes, well, MEI and Mouse Travel is the agency for you. They've been planning our trips for quite a while, and they should be planning your trips as well. Check them out right now over at mousefantravel.com. We're also being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And boy, I can't think of a better place to go near Walt Disney World to stay at than an All Star Vacation Home, because there's just so many great amenities in an All Star Vacation Home. Just, I mean, from the movie room to the game rooms to the separation from the kids. Forget everything else. I just like sleeping in a different room than my children. I'm sure many parents are nodding their heads as I'm speaking right now, if they're understanding what I'm saying. So check them out right now over at allstarvacationhomes.com. And we're also being sponsored by touringplans.com. And boy, I really don't like waiting in lines. I mean, I don't care where it is. Supermarket, post office, or even Disney World. It stinks. But the good news is, Touring Plans can help with one of those problems. That's Walt Disney World, not so much the post office. But the good news is that touringplans.com has a lot of great resources, in fact, for help you get around those long lines and wait in much, much, much shorter lines. Check them out right now over at touringplans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Wednesday, December 30th, 2015, and this is episode 1492 of WDW Today. I am Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show, we have Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, and he's also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding. But we should give a good plug, by the way, Len, that the new Unofficial Guide to Disney Cruise Line came out. Officially it's coming out like next week, but somehow Amazon is already shipping it.
Yeah. I've got Amazon's already shipping. It was originally supposed to be like first week of January, but it was available to people who had pre-ordered a few days before Christmas, which is good because now's the time of year when everyone's planning their 2016 trips. So,
absolutely. We're also being joined by Mike Scopa, the co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Matt, on this, the final episode for the four or five of us, I want to give a shout out to all of you who have made the last 10 years very enjoyable to me. For me, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And I think of you all as my brothers and sister, and I wish you the best, and I'm sure we'll see each other in the future.
Absolutely. This is, I hope when Newell is playing that track from the Tower of Terror loop, we'll meet again. It's the creepiest song ever. That's very good.
Creepy.
Vera Lynn is who sings that.
Vera Lynn, yes.
Yeah, Vera Lynn. Yeah.
Yep. Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
I got the opposite. I'm going to go the Festivus route with the airing of the grievances.
let me just tell you what's pissed me off for the last 10 years.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
With me.
Scopa, feats of strength. Let's go.
And also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Man Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
You got the name wrong.
I know, you messed my name up.
No, it's not. It's like when what's her name? When Lucy got married, she's still Lucille Ball.
Wow.
It's her stage name. Her name, Nom de Guerre.
Stage name.
I don't know. I liked it in December. I was called F-A-O-J. That was kind of funny.
I'm going to give a review on The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
On today's show, we are reflecting. Yes, as many of you are aware, this is the last episode for the old cast, if you will. Me, Scopa, and Newell will be stepping aside. Len will be on, and Annette ditched us a long time ago. But this is today's episode is a retrospective. It's our looking back on our 10 years of WDW Today, and also, you know, paving our way towards the future, where I'm sure everything that we saw in Spaceship Earth will come true, and the podcast will be delivered to you in a similar means. But, you know, we're looking back on this 10 years. I mean, Mike, Scopa, you started this off a little bit in your introduction when, you know, looking back on 10 years. What stands out to you the most about this? When you look back on 10 years of the podcast, what strikes you the most?
What strikes me the most is how popular the the show became. I thought that when we started this, we would be helping, you know, people plan their trips, helping them save money, save time, be more efficient in their trip going to Walt Disney World. I had no idea that it would become as popular as it came. And on top of that, I had no idea how many friends we would make. So that was the biggest thing for me.
Absolutely. I think that was, you know, Mike, when I first noticed that people were actually listening was the episode 69, the Christina Testa episode.
Oh, God.
Because in that episode, Len Sister came on and said a lot of things in a joking manner that I don't even know if that episode's still around. But anyway, she came on there. We got so many hate mail. People, I'm never subscribing to Tory Plans again.
Where she goes, said she was, she knocked ice cream cones off of a little kid's hands. Yeah.
I think that was the first time I was like, oh, people are actually listening to this, not just like, you know, Fred Hazelton.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny. Chrissy has a kid now. Jeez.
Yeah. Back then she was single. She was doing research for you like on a whim, right?
Yeah, true.
And my favorite Christina story still is the bus throw up incident.
Oh my gosh.
Where she's deathly sick from bus fumes, puking in her poncho, and Len's response to all this is, well, you can still do the research, right? You can still count buses, right?
Do some Pedialyte and you're set, right? Oh my God. Things have changed so much since then. You don't have to rely on family labor anymore. Oh my God.
All touring plans back then was literally your family.
It was my entire family. And Fred. Yeah.
And Fred. Fred.
Yeah, really. That's funny.
Yeah. Wow. Newell, what about you? What do you look back on when you look at 10 years?
I honestly had no clue that we'd go past 2 years, let alone 10. I mean, it was, you know, podcasting at that time was very, very new. There was only a handful of people doing it. At best, there might have been one or two Disney podcasts out there, let alone podcasts in general. And now it's just overrun with different shows from different people. So I would have been surprised if we had lasted the first year and went to 2006. But 10 years is just, yeah, it's unbelievable.
It is. I mean, Annette, for you, who you stepped aside last year, and it's been almost a year since you've been, I mean, you're still engaged to some extent, but I mean, what is it, what's been your, a year out, so to speak, what's been your outlook on this, and what do we have to be prepared for in terms of our, some of our retirement?
Oh, well, it doesn't sound like most of you are retiring. You're just doing other stuff. Also, so,
yes.
You know, so you'd be fine. It's not like I retired.
What do you miss the most?
I will say I miss you guys the most, actually. I really do. I mean, I meant when I posted, you guys helped me through a lot. It was like having four big brothers to be sometimes my only, I know, sad to say, adult entertainment at night. I would get on and chat
Didn't
with you
cable,
guys,
huh?
And it would be talking with adults instead of teenage girls. And so, and you know, we all had that one thing in common. I can say when I first joined you guys, I was a nervous wreck because, you know, this wasn't what I thought I would be doing. I was just planning trips. I had no idea, you know, that anybody would listen to me.
let's talk about the trips now. What trip that we plan, be it a reunion, be it a cruise, be it whatever, which trip that you plan stands out in your mind in terms of, like, you know, really one that we all did that you particularly, you know, enjoyed or have fond memories of?
Well, I can say the birthday trip is one that I look back and wish we could burn the photos on.
Oh, there's video of that too.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and we stayed in an all-star vacation home and went over and did that. That was a lot of fun. But as far as planning, I have to say it probably was the last reunion.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, the last minute challenges of Lynn wanting to put on this small little play in the middle of the park.
To recreate Maelstrom, the Maelstrom ride.
In a minute? Isn't that what you said?
Maelstrom in a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
It took like seven, but whatever.
It took about an hour and a half.
Who's counting?
So, you know, last minute trying to find a spot. You know, ESPN, those two breakfasts that we did in there.
Those were really great, too.
Those were great.
The food on those were amazing. I remember the bacon still. I can taste it.
The bacon. But I will say, I hate that Lynn and Mike Scopa got into cruising so late because you guys missed some fabulous Mouse Fest and reunion cruises.
Yeah, back in the day around 08,
09, yeah.
That time frame, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not dying. We can still do a cruise. I don't understand. We can still do a cruise. Yeah.
Now,
it was a fun trip. I mean, those were all there were a lot of fun trips. I know almost any of them. I mean, even the ones. How about the ones we did at Magic Meets or Diz Meets before it was called that? You know, in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
The only person that could ever get me to go camping, Matt.
Yeah, that was fun. And the time that I got into a car accident because I went to get Newell a cable or something.
Oh, that's right. That was a Magic Meets.
I went to get. I don't know what I was getting. I was picking something up from the store.
As a good Radio Shack.
Somebody.
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
You got rear-ended.
It was my fault. We were at some. I don't know what I was doing. I probably playing with my Marshall Radio app on my on my Motorola Blackjack back in the day. It was one of those like really like slow, like probably happened at like 10 miles an hour, right? You know, like I didn't hit the brakes all the way. Anyway, so I rear ended this guy. We pull over to the side. We're exchanging information. Some guy drives by really slow and goes, "Hey, nothing but a scratch." Just driving these guys. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So then I got back and said, "No, we'll get your own damn cables next time."
Yeah, he was not in a good mood after that.
That might have been, I don't know if it was that trip or the trip after where Len, I picked you from the airport at Pennsylvania. We went to the only place that was open, which was. Do you remember?
Oh, wait. The only place it was open. Oh, wait. What was it? It was a.
It was a Friendly's.
A Friendly's. That's right. Yeah.
The worst food in America.
What is
but
that?
That wasn't good.
No. But it was the only place that was open. And you flew in for like 24 hours exactly, as I recall.
I flew out later that day, and that's where I got the uncomfortable pat down by the TSA. Ooh. Because I had told. I told my family I was going to be home that night, and when I got to the airport, I looked at my ticket, and my ticket wasn't leaving until the next day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, "Well, do I either tell my family that I'm?" I didn't bring any luggage either. I didn't bring a change of clothes. So do I get a hotel? Tell my family that I'm suddenly going to stay overnight in a state that I wasn't planning on doing, or do I just buy another with no luggage, or do I buy another a ticket home? So I bought the other ticket home, and it was routed through DC. And this was after 9/11, so single man flying alone, last minute cash ticket, with no luggage.
What could possibly go wrong?
No, so I'm walking through, and it was Scranton. What town was it?
Oh, that's Harrisburg.
One town?
Harrisburg.
So the Harrisburg airport's like the size of my kitchen, and I'm literally going through the security thing, and there's no one around me. And the security guard points at me and says, "Pat down!" Right, like, points at me as she's doing it.
How'd you know my name was Pat?
I know. So I had my backpack, and they're taking everything out of my backpack, like my laptop, all the change, the pens, my notepad. And I had I carry Lammy, this little stuffed lamb that my daughter gave me that's been around the world
right.
like 16
I heard
times.
The story, Lammy.
And so the guy pulls it out, and he's like, "And what is this?" It's
a little memento from the body.
His name is Lemmy. My daughter gave it to me. And I'm looking at the guy like, "Seriously, we're going to do this?" And he's like, "Fine, whatever." But did I tell you about the time that I got swabbed for the explosives at TSA, and I came back positive?
No.
So I'm coming back from Mouse Meets. I think it was the last one. And... No, going to the last one, and we're bringing Hannah, and we had a stroller, and we had just taken the stroller to New York, and then trying to check it in Greensboro to go to Orlando, and they take out a small piece of cotton, and they swab it like on your luggage or your hands or whatever you're trying to check, and then they put this in this little machine, and the machine comes back, and it's always green, right? But they're checking for like explosive residue or whatever. So this time it comes back and it's like, "The machine didn't like your sample. What can you tell me about your stroller?" I'm like, "We were just in New York." The guy thought about it for a second. He's like, "Okay." All right. Okay. Whatever. I don't know what that means, but okay. So yeah. Let it fly. Yeah.
Interesting. How about this? What was everyone's favorite episode? Which one really do you hang your hat on, or you think is just it's fun, whatever the case may be? Which one do you really enjoy looking back on it?
I'm gonna say the sip and snack episodes are my favorite.
Everyone loves those episodes.
The ones that we and you never did one, Matt.
Never did one. Thank God.
I don't know how you
That's
got out of that.
The one that I liked was the first one.
I was listening to them recently. because I was, you know, just trying to reminisce. And the first one we did in studio here, but the next two I think we did in Epcot, which made it so much more fun to listen to. If you've never listened to them, they're worth a shot. I know we have a lot of new people that tuned in the last couple of years, but those last ones, if you can find them, they are hysterical.
So the original one is episode 414.
Is it? Okay. Wow. Is that, we go for that far back?
That far back.
Oh, boy. That's the one that Matt was already living down there, but he had to work, so he couldn't be there. And I think, Len, you were doing some interview with CBS. Yeah, so we had to leave.
So we had to shorten it.
Yes.
We had to eat all the food in like 2.5 hours or something crazy.
Awesome.
I fell asleep on the Ellen ride afterwards because it was just so much food.
That was fun.
I just remember the kid running up to me in Canada. Don't do it, Len. Don't do it. Shut up, kid.
Shut up, kid.
You all have had moments with kids in the park, though. That's been kind of funny.
You're the kid who challenged Newell.
Bring it, kid. Yeah, that was fun.
And Tomorrowland Speedway.
We're doing the Speedway at one of the reunions, and he pulls up next to me, and I just glance over, and he looks at me, and he nods his head, and I nod back. No words were exchanged, but I said to him, as I'm trying to pull away, bring it, kid.
So what happened? Funny. I haven't heard this story.
Oh, you never heard? So we were just, you know, we leave the track, and we get to that first curve, and I'm in the outer curve, and he's in the inner curve. So he's able to catch up to me, so he pulls next to me, and he just looks to his right, and he nods, and I look to my left. I nod back, and then he keeps going. I couldn't catch up with him.
Ah, bastard.
But
he left you.
It was funny, though. It was funny.
What about you? What episode do you sticks out in your mind?
Well, the uncontrollable laughter from an episode where the name Narcooses was uttered.
That one was classic. Wow. One person not listening to the other person's talking, and it just worked out so well. And it spawned, I don't know how many jokes after that.
I mean, it was an infectious laugh. We just, and you know, for I don't know, for 40 seconds, all we did was laugh.
Yep. Now that was a good one. Not that I forgot about it, but I wasn't thinking about that one when I asked you that. So that's a, that one was a classic one, Mike. I got to agree with that.
Oh, my gosh. The recording of Spaceship Earth.
Oh, yes. That was the best.
That was
two years ago. Yeah.
Well, going on three now.
Yeah. That was for Mouse Fest Reunion 2013, I think.
Yeah, we were recording it. So Len came up with the script, and we all had to record it off air. We just got together one night to record it. And it's just, you know, because two problems. One is some of the lines are really funny. And the other problem is that the nuances of Skype do not make it very
There's latency
to record.
You can't do comedic timing on Skype.
No. So it was just, it would probably, you know, Len probably thought would be whatever time it thought it would. It probably took double that time easy. But it was... But it ended up with gold thanks to Newell editing it.
Yeah, Newell edited it. Because you also had to judiciously cut it down for time because some of the scenes ran long.
Right, in order to keep it in
queue. Keep it on the track, ride, yeah, right. On the track with the actual soundtrack.
So I had to cut out some stuff, only, us laughing, but, you know, stuff that just ran long for a scene I had to cut out. But
We have outtakes for that, right?
We released an episode just of the outtakes. If you look for that, you can look for that too.
Should tweet that.
Yeah,
I remember that because I remember trying to coach Scopa into emoting more on the like no, you know, like I was telling him I want you to say it like this, and then he comes up with dear Becky.
The funny thing about that outtake reel is that if you listen really close. Len at the beginning is so enthused. He's all happy and he's ready to go. As it progresses and gets towards the end, the frustration comes out and you hear him going, he's just like, oh, you guys, I can't work like this. I just can't do it.
How many times did it take to get us to say your future together?
Your future. I still say that to this day.
I didn't think of it. We should have all said it individually and Newell could have just mixed it down.
Yes.
Now you think of it.
Now I think of it, exactly. Exactly.
Thanks. 3 years later.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, but funny, though. And that was a pain in the neck. I was in the Animal Kingdom Lodge editing that for 3 days. I just sat there doing that. Because I think we recorded it the night before I left, so I had no chance to edit.
Yeah, it was It was one of those things. But I mean, I'm glad we did it. I mean, there's so much that came out of it. That one thing, and I used to listen to every time I go on it. I whip my phone out.
Oh yeah,
and you know, put in and immediately go to it because it's just a go. It's so funny. Some of the line. In fact, the funniest thing about that, to me at least, looking back on it, I didn't get the Phoenicians joke at the time. I just reading the lines. Okay, whatever. And then I think like two or three rides in, I'm like, I get it. I'm from Phoenix. Oh, that makes sense now. But I really didn't understand the joke. I was like, okay, whatever.
That's great.
Oh my god, you're just getting that.
I just got like about a year ago.
No. See, there as Drake says, there's levels to this. So that's, you know, funny, I'm looking back at the top episodes, the most read episodes, and each of us has one in the top 10. Newell's is music from the Magic Kingdom. So wow. I guess where we all rated our favorite tunes from the Magic Kingdom on Mouse World Radio.
Yes.
That's so apparently you liked the announcements from the railroad, and we all liked the old version of the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Wow.
And Matt apparently has fondness for Big Candy Mountain on Big Thunder Mountain.
Wow, my tastes have changed quite over the years. I don't remember that song. Vaguely remember it.
It's also the episode where I introduced the Kevin Bacon touring plan of the Magic Kingdom.
Ooh, that was the last one.
That was a good episode, wasn't it?
That was another one, just like the zombie one. I was like, okay, whatever one. If you want to record it, fine. Yeah. Let's go. And it ended up being gold, so more credit to you, my friend. I don't. Who am I to question you?
The zombie one was kind of funny because that was like, I had the idea earlier that day, and it was like, yeah, let's do it. And I don't know if it's probably one of those shows where we didn't have an idea or something to going into the show, but
yeah.
But I remember thinking, oh, God, what is this about? And then as we were recording, we're going, oh, this is fantastic. This is so good.
Yeah, it's funny. What, Newell, what interview that we did you like the most?
Interview? Wow. I remember.
No, I know what my favorite was.
I'm going to say that? When we first got Stacey Oswalt on.
Yeah. You know, you guys interviewed her like 16 times, and I was never on any other show.
she doesn't
associate me with the podcast.
Well, she has no idea. Those training orders are not to be messed with.
That's funny.
This is funnier, I think, for the rest of us than Scopa. Remember giving Scopa the mobile mic and the mobile headset?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's,
at Reunion. Or not a Reunion, at Mouse Fest.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, the first one was at Mouse Fest, 2000, the first live show we ever did. It was funny. I remember waking up that morning. I was staying off-site. I was at the Rio that was on Palm Parkway at the time. And on the way there, I passed, I don't know, it was a Guitar Center or one of those places. So I said, let me run in. I might need a cable or two. And I saw they were having a sale on a wireless mic. I said, oh, you know what? This may come in handy for some reason. And we bought it. And it became Mike's legend whenever we were doing those big room shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. Those events, you know, just all of us in there doing, you know, be it at the Mega Mouse Meet, be it at Magic Meets, be it at the cruise ship.
Yeah.
They were all a lot of fun.
Nobody was doing those shows. We were the only ones to do shows like that, those big shows. So that was a big feather in our cap, to say the least.
Didn't we also launch Lou Mangiello's podcasting career, one of those?
I think so. I think he owes us a couple of mil.
We'll say that anyway.
I mean that's our enduring legacy right there, but
Scott, what was your favorite episode?
You know, it's kind of hard. A couple come to mind. You mean favorite interview?
Anything, an interview, episode, what stands out?
Well, I talked about Narcooses, but I like I like the episodes where we did debates on where we had we would talk about either attractions or we would talk about restaurants, and we would pit one restaurant against the other, and it really brought out a very I think in all of us really deep thoughts about why we like certain attractions better than others, and the kind of thought provoking. Results from that. I thought that was probably, you know, some of the most interesting episodes. But as far as interviews go, I think Stacy coming on, I think we were the first to have Stacy. Mm-hmm. And she was just very much a delight, you know.
Yeah, we had so many great things. I think a hidden X factor was a lot of the listeners who kind of, you know, worked their way into different episodes or contributed a lot. Do you guys remember the Four Parks in One Day?
Yes.
Where
yes.
we literally did that. And like we started out with, I don't know how many listeners, not a lot, but probably let's say 10, 15, I don't know. But we only ended up with like, who did all four parks. I think it was only Danielle.
Right? Ah, Danielle,
Danielle
yeah.
DeCerbo, and maybe one other person actually did it. We had a lot of people drop out because it's crazy, and people didn't want to do it. And they had better things to do, like not run around like maniacs. I do remember that we had a good meal at old, was it Old Key West or was it Saratoga Springs with Len and Jim Hill?
No, it was in between. It was Old Key West.
Yeah.
Oh, I cheated. I didn't do four parks. I just showed up for dinner then.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's typical. That's why you didn't make. That's why we kicked you off the podcast last year.
Wow.
Was it? No. Didn't you and I meet at Olivia's for dinner after the Sip Snack and Sick?
I think that's when we were at Olivia's. Yes. And I remember saying, "Why we
what?
Eat?" Yeah, we went out to eat.
Yeah, we went to dinner. I think I had. I remember having the ribs, and I think you had to stay.
It was awful.
Good times.
Remember, good times.
Well, we had Janine and a couple other listeners be our lighting fixtures during
Tent Fest.
They're like, Janine, point over here.
So we set up during the day, and the idea was to broadcast the video feed throughout the day, and we'd pop in every now and then. But we were going to do a show at 8 p.m., and I think we were going to do a two-hour show. Well, it got so dark, and we wound up having – we had these like almost like minor helmets, like the light you put on your forehead. And I think Janine – I think Matt Marissa was one of them. She was one of the other lights.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend at the time. And we like I point the light and off. Oh, I can't see; it's too bright. And we did a show that way. It was very funny.
I will tell you. Speaking of the live events, Mike, you and I are the only ones who have appreciation for this. The first couple of years were terrible. I mean, they were just especially you. I felt bad. I mean, I hated them all. Not from that they weren't fun to do, but there were always technical problems that would always surface at like 7:45.
Oh, at night.
At night, right before we had to go live, like. We can't hear Scopa, or the recording is not working, or there's an echo that we can't get rid of. And there was always, up until I would say 2012 or so, they were always an adventure. And there was always, well, we'll say we were frustrated, to put it gently.
Well, we had terrible sound issues the first couple of years. And part of that was because Skype was so new, and they hadn't really updated in a while. And by the time they caught on, and I think more people were using it, it would break up. We'd get I'd never heard the echoes, but you guys were always complaining about echoes. And just the fact that we were using Live 365 at the time and they were kind of new on the scene, we just had a lot of terrible issues at first. We've since, figured it out, but anytime we would do a live show, I'd have to set up like 5 hours ahead and make sure it was running before, I was afraid to pull the switch at 8 o'clock and have it go bad, but I mean, Matt will tell you, anytime we were at Magic Meets or in an All-Star Vacation, we set everything up like a day ahead just to make sure.
You had to.
Yeah, you had to.
Otherwise, you're guaranteed almost that it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Which is why it was so amazing we could actually do some of that from the cruise ships.
We were live.
As early as we did.
Yeah, we did several shows from the cruise ships. We did the show in the suite. We did the show in that... Where we did the Who Wants to Earn Their Ears? Remember we did that?
Well, the conference room.
The conference room, right. And then we went to Nassau. We did a show. We were live. We weren't just recording, but it was live from Starbucks.
Yeah.
We took over to Starbucks and did a live show. I don't know if you could do that these days. I don't think they would.
No,
they
probably
would
not.
Like it.
Well, you wouldn't want to get the ship because of the crime rate in Nassau, but.
I would say that, the live events really pop up to me more and more. I mean, we had fun recording the episodes, but really, getting together and being able to be live, be it a reunion, be it a Mouse Fest, be it a reunion, be it whatever the event, Magic Meets, all those events, we really had a great time. I think the one that's going to really, I think we'll all remember are those scavenger hunts that Becky set up for us.
Oh, wow.
In the parks and Len trying to cheat constantly. And I'll point out that.
Wait a minute, I'm seeing a trend here. Len cheated on Sip and Snack. Len cheated at the scavenger hunt. Len cheated when
I did not actually. I attempted to cheat on Sip Stick.
It's like murder, right? There's a huge difference between murder and attempted murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but those were fun. I mean, I hated them at the time, but looking back, they were a lot of fun. I mean, just the running around. The worst one was Epcot. That one I did not enjoy on any level. I hated that one. It was just I felt like we were constantly running. The Magic Kingdom ones were a lot of fun because that was like more, that I could enjoy a little bit more. I'm not sure why, but I just remember Epcot just being tired the entire time, like, running from Future World back to World Showcase
it's
and back
so much
and forth.
Bigger, yeah.
So is that why the last two reunions we had them hunt around for us?
Yeah, that was a lot better. That was the genius. By the way, if anyone is looking to start a podcast, do that. Because we would always run around, be tired, and we were tired enough to begin with. So we said, we'll do this where they can find us on. And my favorite was still last time we did. And
You cheated.
I hid in the beer garden restaurant, and I enjoyed a nice lunch and air conditioning. Some people did find me.
He sat with a family.
I was on the boat, and the friendship boats, and that was hysterical because I could wave to people. That was actually a really fun game.
That was.
Yeah. We've done. I mean, for the reunion stuff, the stuff we were actually in the park together, that stuff is all gold, man.
Carousel of Progress.
No, Carousel of Progress was great. My favorite was the first time we did Sad Tea Party because, I still remember the expression on everyone's faces.
The looks. The people didn't know us.
And the people around them were like, we're just trying to figure out what was going on because no one was having fun on Med. And the entire thing was just beautiful.
It wasn't even having fun. We all had these sad faces. We'd all put our heads down and, you know, like we were tired or bored.
But the people who were in line to ride next couldn't figure out what was going on.
It was great.
Like, you know, are they really not having fun? Like, no one, it wasn't in anyone's head to think of it as performance art, which is what it really was.
Performance art. So. That reminds me, going back to Carousel of Progress, who was it? Annette, was that you that had to sneak all those props in that we had bought? The Statue of Liberty headpieces.
I took an awful lot of stuff in for you guys.
We had
I think I brought them in.
Was that you?
The stroller, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right, the stroller, that's right. Uncle Sam hats for Uncle Orville and Statue of Liberty headpiece.
That was a great idea, Mike. I mean, we sat here and I'm like, where'd you get that as a goof? And I thought, okay, whatever. Well, you know, it's a podcast money, why not? But it ended up being an amazing idea.
I still see pictures of people posting those from time to time.
The crowns of people. The torches were very few and far between, and those are a collector's item by nobody. But we had a torch, like a Statue of Liberty torch, Statue of Liberty crown. Uncle Sam, like, hat, like, you know, the red, white, and blue top hat kind of thing.
Yep, that Uncle Orville wears in the tub.
Yep. Oh, man, that was, like, that was a lot of fun, but it's getting back years now.
Ooh, the best was being in the scene with Lynn, where every time we'd move, they'd be yelling, sit down, sit down, sit down, because Lynn was determined he was going to get to a script.
That was beautiful.
Oh.
Funny. But that was the script was really amazing. I mean, we talked about the Carousel of Progress, the Spaceship Earth one, which was funny. I think the Carousel of Progress one was a little bit funnier in the sense of just the things you picked up on, Len, because it wasn't just making fun of us; it was making fun of the show and the daughter that disappears, which I never noticed before.
There was a lot of stuff in there. Yeah, I mean, there were historical callouts in there. There was Disney stuff in there. There was stuff about our show in there. Yeah, it's sort of like an amalgam. If we could ever get that audio to slow down and to sync up, that would be that would be great. Where we could delay the audio a little bit so we can do our own lines.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. Yeah, there were so many of those things that we did together, and we just going around Newell, me, and Len going around World Showcase for Food and Wine Festival and being dictated who ate what by Hannah.
Oh, remember that? Oh, yeah, I actually still have that notebook of those results. I keep it in my desk drawer.
It would be like it is basically picture this: we get to some country where no one wants to eat anything. Hannah would look at the menu,
and it was like sneer
at Newell and be like, "Mike, you will eat this."
She was a little kid back then, and like you're gonna eat snails, and like, oh god,
thanks, kid.
Yeah, whose kid are you again? I forget.
Yeah, there were so many. I mean, you know, and then of course the inside jokes, they really took a life of their own for a lot. Mike's mentioned the Narcusis jokes, but we had a lot of great inside jokes
good luck, bro.
Good luck, bro. That was a good one. The Gravlax one, probably one of the first ones.
Oh yeah, they're the Gravlax.
Our first listener question episode we got wrong.
Google is your friend.
Google is your friend. Yeah. We got that. What were some other? There were some really good inside jokes that we had, and a lot of them were on those T-shirts.
Oh, remember that? That's right. The whole back.
Oh yeah.
Does anyone still have a Scopa Towers T-shirt? One of the original ones.
Oh no. Man, I don't know if I have.
I think Michelle has a sweatshirt.
If she has it, post a picture of it.
I think you can still buy them, Lynn. The link is still up.
Can you really?
I believe so. I'll send it to you.
Oh,
you
funny.
Really want one.
How about the bells?
Totally.
The what?
The bells, ringing the bells for touring plans.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Ghost Stealers.
Ghost Stealers.
Hey, did you know that there's a Scopa Tower? Somebody created an entry for it in Facebook. It's a hotel in Kissimmee, Florida.
Is there really?
It was actually on Wikipedia, too.
Honest to God.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, send me a link to the
Think the other thing I really always laugh at still to this day are the songs that Jared created.
Oh yeah.
The theme song, you know, WDWT Day. The episode 1000 song was amazing. The one that we put up on and we had I paid somebody in like Serbia to put
Serbia?
A picture of Len bouncing on across the lyrics.
I love that. That is hysterical.
And it worked. It was great.
For international diplomacy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all NAFTA.
He's helping the economy.
It's NAFTA. Serbia, NAFTA.
Yeah. It's the spirit of NAFTA, Len.
Stay pretty, Hoshberg. Stay pretty. Oh, my God.
What about the Jib Jab from A Wonderful Life? Remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
I do remember that. I happened to just watch it the other day because I was making a new one for somebody else. And it's still in my profile, so I watched it.
It was funny. Just classic is what it was. We really enjoyed a lot of them because, you know, the inside jokes are what made it like, well, you know, they're basically callbacks to older episodes originally, and then they just, you know, they lived on, so to speak.
The thing is that as a whole, the five of us had a lot, even when we weren't recording off the air, we had so much fun. Well, we still do. But we had we always had laughs privately. It wasn't always a show, but we always got so for five people who didn't know each other from Adam 10 years ago, mm-hmm. get along so well, and we go on vacations with each other. It's just amazing,
yeah.
And we had a great time with each other.
I found the Wayback Machine the list of the inside jokes from 2011. There's the snoring, which was anytime Scopa talked about. The marathon. We just knew when I would start snoring.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about that.
Niagara Falls. That
Niagara
one.
Niagara Falls.
I did not know about the Niagara Falls thing until you guys started doing it. So that was that old vaudeville sketch. I didn't know about that at all. The stupid Judy, stupid energy,
which became the name
which was the butt of every like you know anything you could say about it. You know, I was like, well, you know. Stupid Judy, stupid energy. There were probably 2 months ago where we thought the funniest thing on earth was it's a grill and a cooler.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Freaking Bush, that was thank you, your wife, for that
yes,
one, Mike.
Mary, and yeah. That I'll never forget that night because that was 2006. It was the spring of 2006. We recorded that show and we just had the wives in it, so I had left. Now, you have to understand, I laugh at it now. It wasn't too funny then. She had just started her chemotherapy treatment. So she had lost all her hair. She was totally bald. And she's sitting there with this big microphone and this gigantic headset. She had this gigantic headphones on her bald head. So I walk in just to make sure that things were still running. You know, I want to make sure she didn't press a button. So I walk in and she's sitting there. And she says to freaking Bush as I'm sitting, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, and
this is hysterical. It was, like I said, it was not so funny then, but oh man, we laugh at it now.
Has it really been 10 years since her chemo? Because I remember when her hair was super short. Yeah. The first time I met her, I ripped her head.
And she still says that, she tells people that to this day. The first time that she met Len, he didn't even say hello to her, he just rubbed her head. That was that Magic Mouse Fest. We were in the basement of the Swan in that room, and she always tells that story. The first time I ever said I met Len, he didn't even say hello. He just rubbed my head.
Speaking of Len, I was reading these old jokes. I don't remember this one. before the, evidently there was a joke called "You Know Who You Are, Baby," and then this writes, before he got married, Matt would never refer to Marissa by name, but only as my girlfriend or my fiance. Whenever he did this, Len would make a joke implying that Matt had several girlfriends and was being vague as to keep them in the dark about each other. I don't remember this at all.
Who wrote this?
It's in the wiki.
Oh my goodness!
Thank you. Big shout out to Philip for catching on to that. That's awesome.
That's the other thing we should mention. We had a lot of people behind the scenes that did work. We mentioned Jared before, Philip. Yeah. We had Mr. Voice do all the liners for us.
Larry helped out in the chat room.
Larry was the chat room coordinator, if you will. And yeah, he's been doing that for years. It's all stuff that we didn't want to do. People volunteered. Sure, help yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Janine helped, but she complained all the time about it. So
yeah, but she showed up to everything. I mean. We beat her up for the last 10 years, but she showed up to everything that we did. And
her mom. And her mom.
Yeah, she would drag her poor mom.
Jesus. Her mom gave Janine a van so we could drive to Compton. Imagine. So here's my thing. It's like, yeah, I met these guys on the internet. They want to go to Compton. Can I borrow your car?
What?
Man. Can you imagine if Hannah said that to me right now? I want to borrow your car. My friends want to go to Compton.
Janine's mom had some of the best one-liners, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She was, again, it's where Janine got her deadpan humor. Yeah. Just that, you know, she would just say things and you know, you have to listen and be like, what?
I'll never forget.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
We're coming off one of the Mouse Fest cruises before a reunion, and she's standing outside the terminal, and she's got her head down, and she looks like she's crying. She looks like she's sad. So I walk up to her and I was like, Shirley, are you okay? Do you feel all right? Is everything okay? She goes, if I stand here and look hopeless and depressed, people will tend to come over and help me. And sure enough, the guys with the carriages, you know, the luggage carriage came over. They grabbed her stuff, put it on the bus, and she was gone.
Wow.
It was so funny. Like they swooped down on her and went, choop, 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 and they took her away.
See? You think we're smart? I mean, we might think we're smart, but that's not.
No. And I'll never forget that. Awful. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's funny because a lot of the memories we have, a lot of these things, we're going back, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, and it's funny because it just doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Scopo, when with this, you know, the final episode for you and for me and for Newell. I mean, what do you, you know, what were some of the memories that you really, you know, look back fondly on in terms of the podcast and what you're going to miss the most?
Well, I think the special chemistry that we had and the spontaneous things that happened. For instance, a magic meets where Annette and I decided to try some helium and talk. I mean, I almost had to change my pants. I was laughing so hard on that. I think that was the thing. I think there was a lot of spontaneous things. The sip and snack, you know, Newell pouring beer in my beer. So many things. I think, you know, Len coming up to me with that maple syrup and said, is this legal? You know, and that's where, you know, the thought about, is Len trying to cheat? No.
And I've seen
so I think that, you know, it's just a lot of spontaneous things that happened. And I think as much as, you know, we talked on, you know, when we record, I think when we were together, it was just really, really funny how things happened. The four parks in one day, a couple of funny things. I remember, Annette, I remember protecting you while you slept and at Ellen's Energy and everything. Cast member came over. She okay? Yeah, she's just resting.
I don't remember that ride at all.
I love when Annette and I were sharing it. We were in the same tent for Tent Fest, and Newell and Becky were in another tent, and I wake up in the middle.
We were not
in
the same tent. Get that straight. We had our own tent. I was on an air mattress in a tent.
No, wait, who was it? Was it Newell then?
Me and you shared a tent.
And it was me and Newell, and I wake up in the middle of the night. I don't know what time it is, and I hear this snoring, and I assumed it was.
Oh, that was the
I know
first
for sure it was him. And I look over, and he's looking back at me. He goes, "It isn't me."
I was actually sitting up.
Yeah.
Matt turns around, and I hear he because we had this issue when we went on the cruise. Apparently, I
Those
snore.
Darn bears in Fort Wilderness.
I can hear him going, ugh. And he turns over, like, to, I guess, kick me or do whatever. And I'm just sitting there looking. I'm going, it ain't me. And we started throwing little stones at their tent.
Was that the one, Mike, or was it the next one, the next tent fest or whatever, where you gave Glenn your room key?
Oh,
to go to the bathroom.
That was that one. Yeah, so I we went out the night before, and it was after the show. It was extra magic hours, but you needed the room key to the extra magic hours. So we all had these room keys. So I gave him mine. This was before Magic Band. So we get back, we spend the night in the tent. The next morning, I've got to go. I mean, to the point where it wakes me up. I go to the thing, to the station,
comfort station.
And it's locked because it's before 6 a.m. But I've got to go. And it's not something you can do in the woods. So I'm standing there. Now I'm doing the dance. And I'm like, all right, I've got, 45 minutes. All right, I can do this. 45 minutes comes, and it still don't open. I'm like, what the heck? Not knowing it was the change of daylight savings time. So the clocks actually went back an hour. So I had to wait another whole hour.
That was the icing on the cake.
I'm like, stupid Earth, and it's changing of the times.
Hey, Glenn had a few good memories also. Remember when we made him be the call screener?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right.
Our vacation home.
We're going to try this. We could do a screener. So we put him up. He was on the second floor. I think he was on one of the pool tables or something. He set up a little thing.
Yeah.
And it was the same night that the Broncos were playing, and they were getting killed. So we're doing the show downstairs, and all you hear is from upstairs, you hear, I'm like, what's going on? Between him having trouble with the Skype and the Broncos losing.
he was not happy.
He was throwing stuff around.
But I think that the best, it's hard to rank them, but the All-Star Vacation Home experience that I was just thinking of, and I think potentially number one, Len and Scopa can back me up on this, was the one that we did it for the Super Bowl. The one where Scopa made the pizza and we had the cuts
of it. Oh, yeah. That was great.
Oh, that was so good. They had the All-Star Vacation. I think they still have this program. It's this thing they rolled out where the chef come to your house. And so Sarah from All-Star Vacation was like, do you guys want to try? I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? So so we're there for
it just kept coming. And
yeah.
Coming.
They were making this amazing food for us, like custom, like just here you go. And it was amazing. And it
was Scopa made pizza. I made croissants. Isn't that the one where I jumped in the pool?
No, I was there for that. I was there for that. Sure.
Yeah, that was a good house. I actually stayed in that house a couple more times because that was such a nice house. The All-Star Vacation Homes one?
Yeah.
I remember, did we set up a webcam too so people could watch us? It was like our little Big Brother house.
Yeah, exactly. We would set up webcams all over the house, which is, I think, what people enjoyed most about that. I mean, the live shows were fun from there, but I know there was a croissant cam till when you were making them.
Yeah.
Well, we actually filmed. We went live when Len was doing that. He was preparing everything, and we went live.
Yeah,
like
Scopa's pizza
was
better, though. Yeah. Like, the croissants weren't. But that was amazing, too, because that home had marble countertops, man. That was nice.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, it really was nice. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Which Disney event that we covered for the podcast did you guys enjoy the most? Because there was a lot. There was Mike. You and I did the ESPN weekend event. There was.
I know.
I got it. I get the answer.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. One more Disney day. Mike and I did one more Disney day.
Oh, yeah.
That was a long day.
That was the one I was glad I did too.
Yeah. Long night.
I remember seeing you guys in Adventureland like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
And Noel was sleeping. You were walking by like you must have had like 5 cups of coffee because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and you were, hey, let's go, blah, 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 blah. Where are we going?
I was,
you see Len?
I had been drinking, that's where I got the idea for a water bottle and the Starbucks Vias. So I brought in like 20 Starbucks Vias.
Oh, good night. That's why he was doing that.
And so I would go to the baby care center where they would give you hot water, and I would fill up a water bottle with the hot water and the Via, and then drink it. This was before Starbucks was in the parks.
I remember that day.
Yeah, that was definitely then there were the cruises. Mike did a Disney. Which one did you?
We did the
Glenn did the Dream, right?
We did the Dream. Yeah. Me and Annette did the Dream.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh no, yeah. Glenn, you did the Fantasy.
I did the fantasy, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was
actually my first cruise, and that's how I ended up writing the cruise book. It was after that. I think we did that in late February, early March one year.
Yep.
And then I did The Dream that summer, and after the end of that, I'm like, we should write a book, and then we wrote a book.
Wow. You're
all welcome. Came about because of this podcast.
You're welcome.
Ka-ching!
Mike, The Dream. Remember that when we were out there and we almost got killed on the escalator?
Oh yeah. It was a couple of times we almost got killed that week. That was a wild I have a lot of good memories and a couple of not so good memories from that trip.
Nothing like having to jump with equipment off of an escalator.
No.
So that you're not going to get trampled.
No. We watched, what was his name, get interrupted several times. That guy does the weather on Good Morning America.
Oh.
Sam Champion.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but somebody in the Disney community kept bothering him while he was trying to do a live satellite feed. And he was not happy at all.
You could so see the frustration.
He was looking for security.
He had to go
yeah.
again and again and again. Yeah.
Let's talk about Disney World a little bit. I guess what a change to Walt Disney World since the start of the podcast do you guys, what's the one change you like the most? What's the one change you dislike the most that Disney World's done since 2005? There's been a lot of changes, new attractions, new shows, closures, name changes, policies, dining plan.
I think I'll go first. I'll give you guys time to think. Disney Springs is better or will be better by the time it's done. And I think the food scene has generally improved around a lot of the park. So I think there's some places that are better. Some of it's not, but like Be Our Guest is better than anything in the Magic Kingdom. Columbia Harbor House has really improved. Epcot hasn't got much love, but Animal Kingdom dining is improved. Even if it's just Yak and Yeti and the stuff that's coming later on this year, but Disney Springs is definitely a winner, and I think that's good. The stuff that's not gotten better, it's either going to be prices or Magic Band, and I think it's more prices. If you would have told us back when this podcast started that 10 years from now, costs are going to be approaching $110 a day, which is more than we were paying for a hotel room.
Yeah.
Back when this thing started, I don't think anyone would have believed that, and the fact that it's gone up so much faster than inflation. Even when, and let's face it, between today and 2005, we had an extended recession, right? We were just getting out of one recession, and we had another terrible one.
Yeah,
and
I was going to add, Len, in January 2005, a 1-day park ticket at Disney World was $59.75.
So it's almost doubled.
But even though there was a recession, they were still building. They were building DVC left and right. The park.
Well, they'd pull back a little bit. Remember the addition. What ended up being Art of Animation, that was canceled. The Flamingo Crossing thing was canceled.
But they built Bay Lake Tower.
They recovered, but they did cancel a bunch of things that were supposed to come out right around 2001.
Yeah. What was the wharf idea for Disney Springs?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's right.
And the website was still available on the Internet Wayback Machine, but Flamingo Crossing, never happened.
I thought there was something else, some attraction that was also deep sixed. I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, there was that recession right around 2008.
Yeah, 2008. Late 2007, early 2008. Yeah.
Yep. And that changed quite a bit. There was, I think you're right a little bit. I think the pricing is really going to be the thing. I mean, the thing for me, the thing I really enjoy, I think Disney did really well. New Fantasyland, I don't think I never gave it enough credit for how well it changed Fantasyland for the best. I mean, Dumbo is an attraction. Thank God I had children in this decade, not last decade, because boy, is it so much easier seeing Dumbo than it would have been before.
Yeah, that's true.
It transformed it, and it's now
it's great.
It has made it a whole lot better. I really do enjoy that quite a bit. So I think New Fantasyland, Toy Story Midway Mania is still a favorite. I think that's also been a big win for Disney, and I didn't think before then we would say, well, what attraction could possibly dethrone Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster as the most popular attraction in the park, and not even close. So that was a biggie. But I think the pricing The dining plan also always bothered me. The way that it started out so well, you know, a good value, and then it just the way that it just it became worse. Free dining, really, you attack that one there with it. Those two things. What about you, Scuppa? What's the thing that you think Disney did really well in the last 10 years, and the thing you're not so happy about?
Okay, the three things that I think they've done well is it took a while, but I'm really thinking that the Magic Band introduction really was something good, because you know how many of us fumble for the door key when we wanted to get to our room at night, and I know as a runner it's nice we can wear the Magic Band and buy stuff after races at night. I think that was a big improvement. It took a while, but I can see the benefit now. I think that over the last 10 years we've seen more character access. We've been able to get to more characters. There's been more opportunities for guests to have their photos taken with the characters. I think that's a big plus. And I think that I've seen a little bit of, and Glenn could verify this, there seems to be more extra magic hours or extended hours, more so than I've ever seen before. The last 5 years, more than the first 5 years. And again, I don't know why that is, and maybe it has something to do with long lines and, you know, maybe building too many resort rooms before you expand on the parks. But I think those are three good things. Now, on the other side, I kind of side with you, Matt, that the prices have gone up way too fast. I think that the availability for a young family to go to Walt Disney World for a week of magic, you might say, I think that's almost becoming a harder and harder thing to get for a family because they can't afford it. It's very, very expensive. I think that the restaurants have gone downhill over the last 7 years. I think that one of the things that I keep thinking is that there aren't that many unique restaurants or unique entrees. In the past, we could say, well, you go to this restaurant for this appetizer or this bowl of soup or this entree or this dessert. It's limited now to what it was before. And finally, one of the things that I probably this may be right at the top of the list for a lot of people, the entertainment has gone downhill. The spontaneous entertainment that I remember seeing in the early and late 90s, that's gone. And over the last several years, we've seen Off Kilter Go, Mulch, Sweat and Cheers. I always get them wrong. A whole bunch of entertainment issues have sprouted up. So I think that those three, the prices, the restaurants, and the entertainment, have been sort of on a downswing.
Noel?
I mentioned it. I touched on it earlier, but I still think that they made a mistake with overdoing DVC. I'm not going to get into a rant on all that, but that's what's mostly disappointing to me. I'm real excited about stuff that's coming down the pipe, Star Wars and all those other things that they have planned for the studios. They hit some home runs and they strike out a lot.
Sure. Annette, what about you?
Y'all touched on a lot of mine. I love going last after you guys because it's always so hard. For me, I do like the new attractions, new Fantasyland, really, especially traveling with larger groups. I was just down there with 11 of us, and it was so nice to be able to get around. It wasn't so crowded, and it just seems to spread the crowd out so much better. I think the one thing that I've been disappointed in over the years is the level of service at the resorts. I come at this from a different perspective as an agent fighting for my clients to make sure that they have a great stay. And in the beginning, there wasn't a lot of complaints. There were a lot of problems with check-ins and room assignments and that kind of thing. And it's gotten more and more over the years. So, I'd have to say it's some of the level of service.
Sure. So let's we're going to round things out here. First of all, let's make sure that everyone understands that despite we're having a new cast starting with next week's episode, although Len's still going to be on here, we are doing many of us have our other projects going on, side hustles, if you will. So if you're saying, man, I can't get enough Scuppa, I need more Scuppa, please. Well, prayers answered, folks. There's an opportunity here, people elsewhere. So let's make sure we plug that as we can. So Mike, you've got Scopa, you've got Mickey Miles podcast, which is still going strong.
Yes, it will be going through a metamorphosis over the next 3 months.
Is Annette quitting that one also?
Oh, jeez, Annette, come on. Oh.
You know, at least let me start something before I quit it.
it's possible, and it may be coming on. You never know.
So that's at Mickey Miles.
Mickey Miles podcast right now. It's all things run Disney. We talk about races in Disney World and Disneyland. And we have many of the Run Disney celebrities. We have the race announcers. We have the nutritionists. We have the training consultants. We deal with questions. We deal with reviews, previews of races, everything from head to toe, running Disney. Yep.
There you go. Now, of course, Newell, you do not have a podcast that you're working on, but you still have Mouse World Radio.
Yep. I'm going to go back to what I was before the podcast. And just run that. That's going to be what I do.
Nice. So I can still text you, right, to ask you to play certain tracks at certain times based on my demand.
I don't have to answer you, but yeah, you can text me.
You can text all you want. Yeah. Send as many texts as you would like.
Right. Len, after tonight, he's blocking you. So, you know.
Len, you've got, of course, you're still be on WDW Today. And yep. By the way, the door is still open for all of us to return to WDW Today from the, you know, with the new cast. So it's not like we're being excommunicated or anything like that. Well, you still got, you'll be on WDW Today still, and you've also got Disney Dish with Jim Hill.
That's right. It's still going strong there. We're in fact, we're going to attempt to do a semi live show with people in the parks tomorrow and get that out onto iTunes. So look for that shortly.
You know, if this were a true sitcom, Len, you would try now to go do all the jokes with Jim that you did with us, and Jim wouldn't respond well to it. And then you'd realize, with some sad music behind you, you really do miss all of us.
And there'll have to be some sort of cliffhanger, like, but will they take me back?
And, of course, if you want more of me, and can't blame you, you go. I still have
this. Wow.
You've got... Royal Caribbean Blog podcast to go check that out. RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. And Annette.
Right. It's Royal Caribbean Blog podcast. Would you like to throw another media in there too?
Awesome. That awesome. That yeah.
No, you've got blog podcast. Yes, you might as well put
photo gallery.
Photo Instagram. We post photos of the podcast on the Royal Caribbean Blog podcast Instagram. And
there you go. And Annette, well, actually, here's a little teaser. We're going to have Annette on the Royal Caribbean Blog podcast. You want to hear Annette? She's coming on in the next couple weeks here. So, last, as we round things out here, as we play ourselves out to, I'm sure, whatever.
You didn't hear Annette. She said she might quit that too.
Lynn, did you have to call that out? He could have just heard it later.
Yeah, 3 years later.
She said, what?
She said, what? Oh, that explains it.
You know that cruise in February? I think you're going alone.
Pulling a line, are you?
Dude, I feel like...
Wow.
I'm going on the Allure in May?
May.
Oh, okay. One along. It'll be fun.
All right, so let's... last thing. What are we going to miss the most? I'm going to say, by far, there's no question... I mean, besides... And the obvious answer, all of us. No question about it. I miss all of you guys. Len, Mike, Annette. But the thing I will miss the most, though, for me personally, are going to be the relationships, the people that we've met. You know, the podcast were always fun, everything, but going to every reunion, every Magic Meets, every whatever, 10 Fest we've ever had, we've always met someone new. Even the New York City meets, we meet new people, and they were, and then it just became not only were they friends on Facebook or on Twitter, they were added to phones, you know, on contacts. They were, except for Joe Pardo, that's blocked, but everyone else was really, really cool. And we had, you know, it was that to me was the thing I'm going to miss the most. And that was really gave me the most pause about all this, because. Yeah, I just know that looking back on it, you know, the people I met. So that's the thing I'm definitely going to miss the most. What about you, Scopa?
Well, I would almost say that too, Matt, except that when I go to race weekends, I see a lot of the same faces. But, you know, I will miss those who aren't runners. And, you know, I really looked forward to the special moments at the reunion meets and you know, Magic Meets, of course. But I think one of the other things I'm going to miss the the most is getting a chance to talk to you guys when something big happens and we want to, you know, pool our thoughts together and talk about it, because I think that's something that the listeners really look forward to. So when something happens, like, I don't know, Off Kilter gets, walked off the stage, or something happens with Magic Bands, or something happens with the Dining Plan, something significant or whatever, I really enjoy the when we started talking about that. And as a listener, I enjoyed that. And I put myself in the position of a listener when I say that. And it's really, really something that it's going to be tough to get over.
Absolutely. Newell?
Mike talked about something that I was going to say, but I'm going to miss talking about football in the fall. We would come on to talk. You know, we do the Monday and the Wednesday shows on Sunday night, and we would come on as the Sunday night game was still playing, and we would talk about the earlier games during the day. And I'm going to miss that. I always said that I should have recorded those. We could have had our own sports show back in the day. So. Yeah,
The stuff that we talked about before the show, and I don't know how much Newell has of that. Some of the stuff was so obscene that you would.
I wouldn't say it was obscene.
It wasn't obscene. It was vulgar.
It's nothing you want to post. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was vulgar. You're right. It wasn't obscene. It was vulgar. And but some of it was like, and how many times were it was like, oh my God, I hope you're recording this so that, you know, if we ever have to do an outtakes thing that we could release.
There's an outtake I play I tweet about every now and then, where Len says that. And we were doing a show at Old Key West, doing a live show, and we lost the internet. So the power went out. And as it comes on, I'm still recording. We started singing
Lionel Richie.
It was Lionel Richie. And we were singing one of his songs.
Was it See You, See Me?
That's it.
Yeah.
And Len goes,
that's right. Because we did, that was actually good. You still have that?
I do. I'll tweet it tonight. I just recently tweeted it. Yeah, it's hysterical. I think it's on my Dropbox. That's how I did it. I posted it. I found it. You know, I'm going through old stuff, and I found it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so funny.
What about you, Len? What are you going to miss most?
I think scope of God. I mean, I'll miss you guys, and I'll miss the. I'm still gonna be on the show, but the listeners really the funniest thing. I mean, just being able to walk through the parks and have people come up and say how much they like the show and stuff like that. And the stuff at reunion was just the reunions were they were exhausting to plan.
Yes.
But like the last one that we did where we were at. The Pauly, being able to get there a couple days in advance and just hang out with you guys at the Pauly, that was super relaxing. And then, being able to pull off some of the stuff that we did, with Annette's and Becky's help, that was pretty spectacular. So
I think I can say this now on the share the story. The last reunion, Len and I had a running joke between the two of us where we would walk up to one another at whatever, like during Illuminations, and go, last Illuminations ever. Last Spaceship Earth ever. Because we already knew this was the last reunion, but we just, we didn't announce it yet at the time. So,
wow.
And there are no other inside jokes that we will ever share.
No, that was one.
None exist.
Annette, what about you?
Well, I mean, I've been gone for a year. So, I've missed that time, that camaraderie, listening to you guys watch football, boxing, baseball.
Raw.
Yeah, yes. Wrestling.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny. Me and Scopa talking about wrestling.
Let's see, Star Wars, all that chatter. I'll miss all of that. But I believe it or not, I'm a people person, so I'm definitely going to miss the events and being there and talking with the listeners. And I mean, I got to see some of them this December, but at other meets. But that's probably the part that I'm going to miss the most. I just love having the conversations with people from all over. I mean, Big D. It was so cool to see him this December. Yeah. He was down, just catching up with different people. That's what I'm going to miss.
And Big D is a perfect example of the people that we've met by doing these events. And I mean, that goes back to Magic Meets and even early Mouse Fest. But over the years, the amount of people that have come and started, you know, planning their vacations around stuff that we did, mm-hmm. it's just amazing, amazing. And such good people that we've met over the years, except Janine.
It's always been amazing to me because people want to come and vacation with us. And like my family doesn't like to vacation with me.
I made that comment that I've been on more vacations with the Thompsons and the Marinellis than I have with my own family. I mean, go figure that out.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Well, guys and gal, that's going to do it. It's been a pleasure. But WDW Today lives on, which is what I'm actually most happy about, is that we're not – this isn't the last episode of the podcast. It's still continuing on. So obviously for everyone listening, there's new episodes starting next week. In fact, just – still scheduled. It'll be on Wednesdays, right, Len?
Yep.
As far as you know, yeah. So no change there. So continue tuning in. Enjoy it.
Don't worry if your letter never got read because they're going to continue that.
Yeah, they got the email queue still there, so yep. Don't worry about that.
Some of the questions went back to like late 2005. So, you know, whatever.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Do you see it going away anytime soon?
And now it's time to formally welcome and pass the torch to the new crew of WDW Today. We encourage you all to continue listening to the show and to keep the legacy alive. So Logan, Terry, and Will, take it from here.
Thanks, Matt. You know, I'm really excited about the new crew moving forward and continuing this great legacy that you guys have built. Mike, Matt, Mike, and Lynn, you guys have been amazing. And Lynn's joining us next week. He'll be on the show as well. We're just excited to move forward. We have some awesome stuff coming up. We really can't wait for you to hear it next week.
We've been excited about the last 10 years, but we're also looking forward to the next 10 years and even beyond what we can bring to the table with WDW Today. And we're just really excited to be on board.
Yeah, and coming up, we're going to go right into a January preview episode. Next Wednesday, the shows will be dropped every Wednesday, just like they have been in the feed.
Just like normal.
there'll just be some different voices, and we're super excited. Just your outpouring of welcoming us and on social media has been fantastic. In fact, we want to make sure you guys pay attention to the social media feed on Twitter and Facebook. I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend, and maybe Sparkly Nicole will maybe announce a meetup and a chance to we've got some Laugh-O-Gram swag to give out, nice. Some fun things from us. And we're just really excited about the where the show is going to go and just continuing the legacy that those guys started.
We'll also be doing a live event meetup. Theatrical show, big event that we're doing here in Nashville, January 16th in our home base. So also take a look at that on our social media page as well. So I'm going to kick it back to Matt for one last ad read. Matt, take us home.
Well, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget that WDW Today has been sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And you know what? For all the sponsors, for all the ad reads, it was just like a big thank you. And I'm going to make it personal for Becky and MEI and Mouse Fan Travel and Ned as well. These guys... No sponsor has given us as much support financially and manpower wise, brain power wise, as MEI and Mouse and Travel. I mean, there's a reason why they've supported us for so many years. And, you know, there are so many events and so many things that happened, big and small, that were a result of MEI and Mouse and Travel. Not to mention the great customer service they always gave to us. Annette, we still owe you money in gratitude rather for the, we probably do owe you money, but gratitude for the Polynesian. The Polynesian rate. Len and I were talking about that the other podcast.
Oh, my God.
My reunion. Yeah.
That's
what everybody's going to miss the most is you always wanted to book reunion where I was booking because that was the one that was going to get bumped up.
Yeah. So big thank you to MEI and Mouse Travel for all their support over the years. All Star Vacation Homes who, you know, we try. they've been so supportive. To show you how supportive they were. There were often times where we were negotiating a new contract and Len would be like, you know what, we should give them like some deliverable, right? Like, you know, we'll give us something that we can report on. Whatever. Yeah. And every time I would try to give them this whole pitch, they'd be like, guys, we don't care. Like, we're here to support you. So like, it's just, you know, that's what it was all about for them is that it was mutually beneficial to both of us. And I think that was always, always welcome. So that was, and the amazing homes we got over the years to be able to show off on the podcast. It was better than any check they ever cut us. Let me tell you that much. It was a lot of fun. And so, you know, if you're looking for a vacation home there, MEI, All-Star Vacation Homes and MEI can book you an All-Star Vacation Home.
That's right, they can. Yeah. I mean, the thing that I felt most comfortable with our sponsors was I really liked their stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I would use their stuff anyway.
Right. Exactly. It was a vacation home. Who should we use? All-Star Vacation Home. They are a sponsor, but you should use them, you know? MEI Travel. And, of course...
Yeah, good people.
Absolutely. And, of course, speaking of good people, well, some of them, touringplans.com. Len was... Negotiating with Len is always interesting because Len, of course, is on the podcast, but we're negotiating with him for things. It was always like, I mean, back in the day, it was always like, Len, can we borrow like $200? Yeah, sure, why not? You know? And, but I mean, you were always there, except for that, except for those 6 months you weren't there. But for the rest of the 6 months,
but you know, but other than that,
it was, you know, always, no one paid up faster than Len, though, in terms of cutting those checks. So, always appreciated. And so touringplans.com, I'll tell you, it's still the one, you know, like you said, Len, after today, my next trip to Walt Disney World, you know that I'm, you know, I'm booking with MEI and Mouse on Travel. I'm using Touring Plans and, you know, looking at an All-Star Vacation Home to stay at because it's just, you know, it makes the most amount of sense. So big thank you to all of our sponsors. We've also had other great sponsors over the years. You know, Chantel over at dvcbyresale.com. We had Owner's Locker, Virtual Mickey. We had Small World Vacations way back in the day, if you remember those. Mm. Trying to think if there were any. I think Fred Block sponsored a couple. So, Fred.
Fredo. Listen, thank you, my man.
Yeah, thanks for that. And everyone else, really. Deb Wills, who also sponsored a lot of episodes from allears.net. They were also a great partner of ours, professionally and personally. So, we had a lot of great people who really contributed to the podcast and really made it better. So, guys, thank you so much for... Now, it's not just about the financial support, it's just about being there. That meant a lot. It was just that, you know, a lot of people were there behind us to be like, yeah, absolutely. Whatever. You guys are talking about zombies? Okay, whatever.
Sure. Zombies it is.
Sure, okay.
It's zombies.
Cool. Well, for Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Jackson,
yay.
I'm Matt Hotchberg.
If you're nasty.
We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.